May 19, 1912, Iram Kevorkian waded toward the edge of Niagara Falls to save a total stranger.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That Sunday morning, Henry Lutz was with a group drinking on the banks of Goat Island, 400 feet upstream from the falls, when he apparently fell into the river. Dressed in a three-piece wool suit and too inebriated to help himself, he was pulled into the current. Kevorkian, a 24-year-old laborer, was strolling nearby when he noticed the crowd rushing to the river. Then he spotted Lutz. Although he was also wearing a wool suit, understood little English, and could not swim, Kevorkian immediately stepped down into the river and waded out 18 feet, standing knee-deep, downstream from Lutz, just 50 yards above the abyss. Someone handed Kevorkian a long pike pole, with which he tried to catch Lutz as the current carried him past. When that didn't work, Kevorkian took several steps further into deeper water and, on his second attempt, managed to snag Lutz's shoe with the pike hook. Even though slipping toward the falls, Kevorkian hung on to Lutz until bystanders, who formed a human chain, pulled both men to safety.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.